KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. The state's acequias, or irrigation systems, go back centuries in New Mexico, and repair and maintenance is a constant challenge for the farmers who need the water for their fields and orchards. Congress recently added a provision to the Farm Bill that will make it easier for community acequias to apply for federal grants. Acequia Association Executive Director Paula Garcia says that's good news for farmers.
We're in a phase of acequia history where we're seeing a renewal of interest in acequias. And at any given time, there's 100 projects going on in some phase of design or construction. And it's because more people are interested in growing again and irrigating their fields and growing gardens. But to do that, they need to have functioning infrastructure and they need efficient infrastructure. So we're trying to work. We're working with acequias all over the state and helping them do infrastructure planning and applying for state and federal funds.
Garcia also announced the appeal of a lawsuit by several farmers in the small northern New Mexico community of Parkview against their own acequia association that conducts its meetings in Spanish. Parkview had offered to translate for the Anglo farmers, but they refused, according to Garcia.
They weren't satisfied with the translation, so they sued the acequia, and the acequia prevailed at the district court level. So this is an acequia run by volunteers with very little money. They had to get a lawyer and they had to defend themselves because they got sued for holding a meeting in Spanish. And we took this on with fire in our bellies because this is an issue that strikes at the very heart of our culture and history in New Mexico.
Several of the state's law firms have contributed pro bono services for that appeal to continue Parkview's acequia meetings in Spanish. With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.